I took inspiration, I'm not joking, from the Baal Shem Tov.
You were lucky. As God guilt, you were able to do it.
What is the plans for the future?
It's Meshige, you know. Zagazint has the chicken.
If you wouldn't have that this many people, would you be like banned?
Wait, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Gamach Aleib Mes Manach, weiß
ich. Mit Kraus de Gepayes, bis gange so wie bestand ungeteilt.
I have a terrible memory.
Who told you this?
I gave it up for Yemishin in Chicago for 8 years.
Where does this good morning Rabbi say come from?
I wish that I had one day off a year. Good morning, Rabboisai! Gewaldig.
That's it. So, Hand Hammer, the Schmeiner Schweiniger, Rab Eli Stefanski, Kim von Etzesruel, gaan weten naar of te komen op een podcast. En in zijn gewaarde zeer lang, het is om zijn gaat gementioned on the show, als ze hem maar overbrengen. We finally got here. So, thank you so much for coming on.
Good for having me.
Ik wil geven een disclaimer voor hem, als in zijn gaan we redden in Jiddisch, en ze zijn Jiddische podcast. Maar Rab Eli, hij verstaat Jiddisch. But ik zoek ze niet de beste van hem te redden Jiddisch, so...
Ik ze brengen niet de teners.
Nee, dat is het niet schaft.
Ik heb geleden chassidische gedurem. Ik versta Jiddisch, maar... Ze gaat niet zo gering.
Alle mijn mensen in de wereld heren hem uit... ...jeden dag... ...zijn schier voor ze leent voor... ...en merkast dat je mij besmetterisch.
MDY.
Hij leent voor dat je mij... ...en hand is een van de grootste... Magazier of the internet.
Yeah, it's safe to say.
Yeah,
safe to
the greatest. Episodes to sing really
the house. Yeah, no. I'm for me, ich kike so wie amore die is gis beklall as ich kendo sitzen bei dem Tisch to begin with. And especially episode mit Rebelli, because ich schon gwem zu kennen, nicht zu kennen, but zu wissen von Rebelli, sehr lange Zeit zurück. Ich weiß, wie er weiß, but mein Schwager heißt Shulam Rand.
Ooh,
the Shulam Rand.
So, F-294,
what's your
name? 202.
Status. Yeah.
Like Shulam Rand of the status.
So, my Schwager is followed by his Shirin for a very, very long time. And I've been schon amu gewesen auf seinen Shir auf dem Screen. I've been gesetzt in Kerestir. In der ganze Oilem in Kerestir hat mitgehalten dem Shir.
We are now live by Reb Shaila.
In Zarov, Matzarov gebringt er mitten auf den Screen, wieso der Eulam sitzt in Kerestir. So, von mir ist damals hier, du zu sein, bevor ich anything. Ich sag, verlob, ich such nicht kein Einwort, dadurch aus den ganzen Tag. I'm okay.
Da, ja,
just zu sein, du.
Ja, and by the way, for them, geht fragen, wie Chilo ist. Chilo ist in Antwerpen, so. Oh. Er ist gewesen, available zu sein, du. So, die erste Sache ist, Chaim hat Haser.
Er hat noch als Haser?
Er hat Haser.
Er hat schon gehabt Haser 2 Uhr zurückbieren.
Und er hat noch als Haser.
So, wie sind der Haser?
Der Haser ist in der Gegend von Lakewood in Arim. Oh. Also wie Jackson, Thames River in der Nacht.
Ja.
Und ob einer will kaufen nach Hause und will mal gute Experience mit kaufen nach Hause und nur mal Professionals oder Guiden die ganze Zeit, wie er soll zu kaufen nach Hause.
Chaim is the man.
Exactly. Chaim, the blau team.
Wie soll die reach mit Chaim? Ist du abseits weg, wie soll ihm zu reach?
Sie kommt darauf auf der Screen, kommt darauf
auf der Information. Also
geht Stein, also wie du. Blau team.
Du.
Ich hab gehört, Tom, die Tiste darf ja immer, bekommst du einen Discount.
Ja, so kann sein.
Chaim geht da darf ja immer Discount.
$15 off.
Das ist $8 für 8 Minuten darf. Get a dollar for every minute.
8 Minuten darf exist noch? Nein. Zu gewähnen.
It's another wondering. Small break. It's a small break. A 2 year break. It's coming back.
To Kim Tarek? Wow, yeah, then.
Let me just explain. Eben Adaf is a sikum. It's a synopsis. It's a tamsis from the Daf. So a lot of people think that it only takes 8 minutes to prepare because it's Eben's. But it takes hours. So we have to find those extra hours. Bezer Hashem.
But it's not the same time as the prepares the Daf stamazo.
No. It's a different. You have to take the whole Daf and tell you what. The ikker of the
dust. In the sunlight.
So, package.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's package in 8 minutes.
I was wondering because I thought 8 minutes off. Okay, perfect. I'm committed every single day. And
we got a lot of people. It's
bait. Zashu.
How do they? It's, you grab them in for the 8 minute off, and then they see it's not enough, and then they come to the real off. The ikker is the real off. Yeah. The 40 minute.
In some zelfs zeg met de podcast, in some promo van 30 seconds.
Right.
Exactly.
Doe nog een ad.
LuxuryCoachervilles.com.
Ah.
Die was gewend door. Letzte Mal hat man gerät wegen dem, oder ich denke schon nicht.
Meine sei.
Es haben definitely advertised, but ich denke,
das... different then, it was different.
Nein, Chaim Brona gewinnt du, hat er gerät wegen der Aspenet Granville. Ich meine, er gesucht, er gewinnt zusammen mit dich.
Ja.
You weren't part of MDY, because you would have got the discount.
I would have gotten the discount. $8 discount.
Ja.
Menschen der Daf.
But Menschen meinen, als das ist jede Property. Es ist nicht jede Property. Es ist die größere Property, es ist die kleinere Property. Es ist die allgemeine Size.
Right, alle choose. Extra Häuser und Villas.
But jede Haus ist Leben ein bisschen mit einem Mikve. Das ist sehr wichtig für ihn. Also hat jeder Prav, ich meine also, ich meine in alle Locations. Hat er
weißt du, du weißt, aber Rebelli hat er mich in der Heim.
Oh ja?
Ja, sicher.
Wow.
Sure. Meist bekannt habe ich es vorhin, dann darf man keine Mikve fahren, was an meinen Sachen
ist. So, dann haben wir gekostet.
What do you mean? All the Litvaks go to Mikve every day, you didn't know?
Nein.
Der Wilne Goyen hat gegangen jeden Tag.
Der Wilne Goyen is not every Litvak.
The head of the Litvaks.
Who is their belly? Bis er ausgemacht hat, bei uns rief in jeder Schuck, man will der Schwemmlich, like a mushroom, just like, poops, a Mensch du, wird verspreit instantly, du Mensch, wo du weißt, okay, weißt du, zu bisslich, er geben dort, und er ist zu bisslich aufgepickt geworden. We're not talking about a person who is zibislich aufgepickt geworden. You just... Is there anything we have winter near it do?
I'm trying to figure it out myself. I don't know.
What happened?
What's the build-up?
I grew up in New York. I was born in Lakewood. I went to a lot of different yeshivas and chadarim. Went to a lot of Hasidic chadarim. I went to Litvic chadarim. Here in Borough Park, I went to Minkach.
Ah.
Karlin.
Oh.
Skver. Visitzchok on 14th Avenue. Ah. And I went to Darchei Torah. So it's like mikatze lakatze.
So I guess your youth was a little bit all over the place.
It was a wild ride. And my parents tried to make Aliyah 3 times. They tried to move to Eretz Yisrael 3 times. And they all 3 times failed. But every time I picked up a little bit more Hebrew, a little bit more, we lived in interesting neighborhoods. We lived in Bnei Brak. And so I went to Ponovitz Yeshiva Ktana. And I went to yeshivas here in America. I went to Passaic and learned in the Mir. So I have a very interesting background. Went to different yeshivas, different chadarim, so I speak a little Yiddish, a lot of Hebrew, a lot of English, and I connect with a lot of different types of people.
The ganze arim geflogichts from the kinderische Juden.
Yeah.
Would you say, es hat er gemacht stärker? Bishas maas, I'm not talking now. Oder damit es gewesen, hat sie mischen, ist er hat sie flogen, ist, that you didn't know if you're coming or going?
No, I mean, my personality right now, I'm ganz meshige, you know what I'm saying? I have a little bit of a...
Yeah.
But at the time, I didn't really feel that something was wrong. So I think at the time, it made me a stronger person. I mean, to pick up and lose all your friends and go to another yeshiva and then go to another country and then come back to another country, new friends, new neighborhoods. But at the time, I didn't know better. So it made me strong. I think it made me a stronger person.
Okay.
Why I'm a little, you know, like that, it could be genetically, or it could be it had to do with the chidah. I don't know. But I don't have any tightness on my parents or whatever. It wasn't like, oh, I'm suffering. We did it. That's what,
okay.
It is what it was. You know?
So, welche mir Mensch bist du gewesen, wenn du so gewachsen, you know? Du bist aufgewachsen in alle meine Plätze, bist gegangen mit krassige Pais, bist gegangen so wie bist Hand ungetein. Welche meine Friends hast du gedreht mit, you know? Wusste du gewesen, dann...
Dann Chizonius.
Dann Bax.
Ah, der Chizonius, der Bax. No, I'm Litvish. And I had maybe bigger pays. I have pays now by my ears, but I had bigger ones, less hair on top, because, you know, in Ponovitch you can't have. I learned in Ponovitch Yishik Tana as a 13, 14-year-old by Rimichael Yudalevkovich. So, yeah, I mean, that was all. Chitzonis didn't really matter.
Mm.
I was probably the only Litvak in some of the... In Minkach, I was the only Litvish kid. I got made fun of a lot and this and that. But my father wanted me to learn in a cheder that they learn a lot of Torah and they learn... You know, on a pace, and he wasn't happy with the chadarim by the Litvak. So, in those days, that's what you know. So, this is what it was.
Has taka gelernt als Kind, oder das dann im Gefallen fällt?
Nah. Ich hab gunsch gelernt.
Gunsch gelernt?
Nah, it wasn't my thing.
Honest, wow.
So, the lernst hand vor, you know, du bist da riesiger Magazier, hast tausende Menschen sehen, aus nach Schiri jeden Tag. Wenn ist das genau mal lernen? Wenn bist du umgekommen? You know, wo sie gewähnt der Prasse? Menschen wollen wissen, wer der Ellie ist.
Ich meinst du, die skippst der Gap von der 14 bis in ihre Tunge haben. Let's kind of... Lass mal mitfuhren mit dem
Reit. I'll answer him and then I'll... Okay. I hear what you're saying. Just so we don't forget. My father is a huge masmid. He sits and learns all day. He gives brachas these days. People come to me as he wears talis and tefillin. He's a huge, huge masmid. So I grew up respecting learning. And I always wanted to learn, just I didn't have the zitzfleisch. It was very difficult in yeshiva to sit and learn all those hours, but something I wanted to do. So that was my dream, and that, you know, eventually I made it there by forcing myself and giving myself certain things that I have to do, like giving a shiur, that put me in a position to want to learn, because otherwise I wouldn't learn.
Wow.
Okay, so now we could go.
But it's basically the 8 minute off. You were in yeshiva the whole time, I guess, b- 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 b-
right.
different yeshivas, whatever it is, chasan gehad, and you got into business.
So first I learned for 6 years in Koyl.
Oh, okay.
But my personality is, I like to have a lot of fun and do a lot of crazy things. I used to skydive, jump out of planes, scuba dive with fish and sharks. If fish wasn't enough, so I went to the sharks. Crazy things. You know, then I became a pilot, I had a fly plane, then I bought a plane. And I realized that Koyla wasn't so much for me. Every Sheni V'Chamishi, I would like leave Koyla and go on a ski trip and then snowboarding and then water skiing, whatever it was, anything to get me out of the Koyla. So I was like, okay, I tried. And then I would come back, okay, we'll learn Shtark for another 2 weeks. Shtark, we're not going to go anywhere. And then the Yitzhar took over and I would go on another trip, you know. Eventually, after 6 years, I said, you know, enough. Maybe I'm fooling myself. So I went into the business world.
From what I'm understanding is you were very matzlich in the business world.
I guess.
It's okay. We're not ashamed. I'm not matzlich. You were. So you did what? You started real estate?
I did catering. I was a caterer. I used to do chasanas. Worked late hours. And at one of the chasanas, one of the guests asked me if I want to buy some real estate. And I was actually dabbling a little bit in real estate. I was good with my hands. I was working as, doing renovations and things like that, but nothing big. And he asked me if I want to buy a 2,000 apartment complex.
Oh.
So I told him, Bismashige, you know, Zagazint has the chicken. Thank you very much, but no thank you. And I walked away. I said this mice a bunch of times, but maybe not for the Yiddish speaking people. So I'll say it again. That night, I went home. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning. And I started thinking about this guy's conversation. I said, Mashiga, 2,000 apartments. And then I had a real conversation with myself. I said, why did you throw him away like that? Why did you knock it out? If he would have asked you if you want to buy 100 apartments, would you consider it? Maybe. 100 apartments, it's doable. You know, I just came out of Koyla, but I probably could finagle, 100 apartments. And if it's 200, what's the difference 100 and 200? And like that, I kept on saying to myself, and if it's 2,000, so just break it down into pieces. The next morning, I called him up. I said, I'm interested. I want to see. He said, what happened? I said, I want to see it. So we drove out 3 hours to Indianapolis. And he showed me, there's a funny mice. The guy that's showing the property comes to him. He says, well, this guy in the minivan, he wants to buy 2,000 apartments. There's a whole, we had to pretend that my minivan is stama shtick. I really have a Lamborghini. But okay, it gets us out. And I ended up buying the 2,000 apartments.
Wow. And visas to get the geld to secure.
I didn't have any money. I convinced people to invest with me.
Oh, I'm going to invest.
And I became a big part, sold off pieces. I went to different people. I didn't tell anybody it was 2,000 apartments at the time. I went to all these gevirim that I knew from Chicago and I said, I have this property that's only 100 apartments. You want to be a shittif? And they said, yeah.
Wow.
Went to the next guy, I have 200 apartments. You want to be a shittif? You know, and of course, I took 30%, 50%, whatever it was from the thing. And what's your experience? Oh, I have a experience. I mean, Koyla, in 6 years, in Koyla, a lot of experience.
Flipping burgers.
Yeah.
Skiing.
And the mice after, I dropped my catering to jump into it. And a lot of Siyat Nishmaya and Ashgacha Pratis, crazy stories, one after another. But it fell together, and that was the first large property that I bought.
And was it even on Lenin at the time? Was there anything I had with, connected to Torah? Or was just
So during those years, I gave it Daf Yom Yishir. And this is very interesting. I gave it Daf Yom Yishir in Chicago for 8 years. I finished the entire Shas as a Maggid Shir in Chicago.
Oh.
And I only had 5 people for 8 years. 5 people. So, sometimes 6, sometimes 4, but approximately 5 people.
Sitz mit fünf Menschen. Yeah, this is what it is. So, I have to say,
yeah, but the difference is that the reason there was only 5 people, because I didn't prepare that much. Prepared for an hour, and that was it. It's about the work you put into
it. When there was like the same amount,
I don't know.
So, catering business?
Real estate, I had to quit catering to focus on the real estate.
On that first building?
On the first,
yeah. When it comes to CM, I weiß der, wo sie zu stellen. You know, we're a step ahead. Okay, so now where did this take the big turn?
So what happened was I was in Chicago, building up this company and buying more apartments, more complexes. These are multifamily complexes. You know, some of them have 300 apartments in a neighborhood. It's out of town, not like in Brooklyn. Suburbs. It's like a surrounded property. You have your own pool and a guest house and this. You know, people come to the center and and the apartment buildings are around and it's all one community. It's a gated community. You buy the whole thing. So I started buying this, buying that, selling, buying. And had a lot of employees. And eventually it came to the point where we built a nice house in Chicago. It was, you guys don't know about this, but 12,000 square feet with the elevator, the whole, a large house. And we finally moved into the house. And then things started shifting in my head. It's like, what am I doing? Why did I just build this? What's the purpose of this? You have all this, the money and the cars and had a plane and a house. And for what? Mamish, it didn't, in a few years, I'm not going to be here anymore. And then I'm going to have a house and I'm going to give you a rishut to my kids. And for what? I don't have, my bank account in Oilam Ma'emes is on zero.
Wow.
Close to nothing. I have to start putting money into that account right now. So I spoke to my wife. I said, what do you think about moving to Eretz Yisrael? And she said, interesting. So I said, okay. And then 2 hours later, I said, remember you said interesting? Yeah. I said, I bought a plane ticket to go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm checking it out. What? Just checking it out. I came back a few days later from Eretz Yisrael. I said, okay, so we're moving. Let's go. 2 weeks later, we got on a plane and we moved to Eretz Yisrael. We left all our stuff in our house, everything. The shoes, the clothes, the leichter, the silver, everything, the cars in the garage, moved to Eretz Yisrael for 1 year. Wow. And we're still in Eretz Yisrael now, 10 years later. With all the stuff still in the house.
This is how long after you moved in?
3 months after we moved into the house.
This is like a midlife crisis situation, technically. But in a good way.
Yeah, you can call it that.
A very positive one.
We moved to Eretz Yisrael to build Ruchnis because we have it here in New York also, but it was a race who could build a bigger house, who could drive a nicer car, and we were focused on just gashmias more, the nicer car and the even nicer than the nicer, and one guy built a basketball court in his basement, and the next guy builds, you know, the bigger mikveh in his basement. It's just one thing after another, and it's like, what are we doing? We're mamish. It's like a rat race. We're going around in a circle, making a lot of money. To spend a lot of money to do nothing, not to accomplish anything with our life.
So the dream from Gankan Etzisul, you give in to win Magichir or no. Work on yourself?
Never had that
self-growth.
Dream.
Self-growth.
Self-growth.
And what happened to the Magichir part?
Not so late. I went there to Israel. We were there for a while. And I said, okay, so I came to do something. So I went to Beis Medrash, sat down. And they were learning Kiddushin then, or whatever. I think it was Maseches Kiddushin, and opened up the Gemara, started learning. And it turns out that the guy next to me was also learning Kiddushin, and he became a Chavrusa. He knows Kalatari Kula, knows Shas and everything. And so I got a really good Chavrusa. And then we said, okay, you know, I had an idea. Maybe I'll do like a little shir in my house on not Daf Yomi, but like the 8-minute Daf, which happened afterwards. The tamsis of the daf of the whole week in 40 minutes. I'll give 7 daf in 40 minutes. Mm. Just so guys have, you know. And the idea was not so much to teach the Torah, but for me to learn, to make a machayev. Something that I have before. So I'll travel, every month I'll travel to America to see my real estate and this and that. But even when I was traveling, I had to prepare the shir for the Thursday night shir. So I was always back for Thursday night. Gave, you know, schnitzel and chont and all this good stuff, sushi, and a lot of people came. They came for the food. Nobody was listening, and I didn't care. I knew they came for the food, but I wanted to prepare the shir. So I started giving the shir, and I did it for like 2 years. And then people said, wait, why are you giving this sikkum? Do a daf. I said, okay, let's go, tomorrow. And that's how we did it. We started in middle. It's a big yisoid. When you get a chizuk, you start right away. Right away, that minute. You want to go on a diet? Minute. Not after Pesach, next year, next week. Right now, today. So we started the next morning. Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Ches. In the middle of a sugya, in the middle of a word. There's no Mishnah, not. We just started. That's it.
Wow.
And it took off.
Amazing.
We started with 8 people. The next day there's 9, 10, 11, 12, and then it grew and grew and grew, and Baruch Hashem.
Now, obviously, this is extremely inspiring. Ich weiß, für mich zu sitzen, ich habe gehört von Rebellion, sag ich. Und ich habe gehört, dass es zu tun ist, aber ich kann nicht gehen in Detail. Für die Listener, die es hört aus, und er wird jetzt inspired, the thought that comes to mind is, okay, so you were lucky, als God Geld, you were able to do it. Ich mitsche mich, ich sitze jeden Tag, ich darf gerne arbeiten 9 to 5, ich größe Chochme, als ich hatte Geld, you were able to play with it, you were able to move, so hochfeiben, gehen, schkeuch, ich will es auch, ich kann sagen, ich lobe Geld, aber ich mache auch hochfeiben, gehen, ich lohne einem zu lernen. Wie lange ich darf arbeiten, wie lange ich mitsche mich, ja, okay, fine, how do we take this for the average guy that hat nicht mehr zu lieb gewesen financially, und er mitsche sich, to get the same inspiration and to pick himself up, but do something with his life.
Good point. I'm not here to tell people to do exactly what I did. And I'm not trying to show off and, hey, I did this and you didn't do it. A few points. First of all, I know a lot of wealthy people that have a lot more money than me. They don't learn a word a day. Garnished. They're just busy making more and more money. The point is that no matter what your situation is, you could always do a little bit more. Do a little bit more. You could always learn another 40 minutes a day. Hasnish came 40 minutes. Not even 40. Bistazoi, Arangentin, and the Panusa, and you have to make more and more and more. And the guys are getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning, they're coming home at 10 o'clock at night, and they're going crazy to make another buck. The point is, slow down. I'm not saying you pick yourself up and go to Eretz Yisrael. Quit all your business and everything. Just slow down a little bit. A few less hours. It's not going to kill anybody. If you do your shtadlus and you work from 9 to 5, you're going to have parnasa berevach. You can't. There's nothing you can change. Your parnasa is given on Rosh Hashanah. Finished. If you're a mammon, then you believe that. So you're going to work 20 hours a day and 35 hours a day. It's not going to change a thing. It's just going to make you more mishiga. Slow down. Spend more time learning Torah.
So we were just having this conversation right before you came in. We had given it so for like Boimit.
Hold on a second. Why are you so quiet over there?
Oh, that's what he does.
I'm the quiet one. I listen, and if there's something important,
are you
enough,
like in shock?
No, I like to listen. I like to take it in, and then if I have something to important to say,
okay, Givaldik. Okay, I didn't know.
We had given it so for like Boimit.
Yeah,
amazing story. We zeug ben ungekommen. It wasn't a plan, bechlal zu gein, and
wasn't es gegangen bei Schiff?
Nein, tell us more.
Es hat mich ungehabt, am mürdige Cheeky zu gein. Als ich gebeten von der Eibischte, please, ich bete, ich mache mich gebeten, es ist wie ein Mittwochnacht fahre, like bei mir, trug mich kein Eitzesruh. Ich kann jetzt keine Bürger Geld, für kein Ticket, für kein Cars, für kein Sachen, figure es aus für mich, please, mach mich gebeten. Freitag bin ich umgekehrt, ich kann schon rein, die ganze Riech ist, wenn du sagst, weil Mama, ich kann schreiben, mein ganzer Magill auf den Freitag bin ich umgekommen, in Besmeidisch, noch Mittag, meine Kinder, Kitze, ich treffe eine ganze Gruppe dort in Schmiss, ich stamme mich zum Schmiss, einer fragt mich, wo ist der Plan, du flag Bäume in Besmeidisch, so ich weiß, ich mein Plan, Freitag in der Früh, so ich von meinen Rebetzen, by the way, ich fuhr auf flag Bäume, ich weiß nicht, ich such dir nur, ich lass dich wissen, that it's happening, so noch, ich suche kein Ticket, so ich suche kein Plan, but ich pack meine Päckchen, this is happening. Okay, ich komme zu der Schmiss dort und frage ich noch mit euch. Und einer fragt, was ist der Plan, du in Schiel für Lag Bäumer? So, ich weiß, mein Plan ist zu sein in Meran. Randomly, out of nowhere, einer von den Menschen in der Gruppe hat sich gerufen, was kommt mit mir, ich zu dir dann Ticket?
What?
Also, wie ich sage dir jetzt, ich habe nicht mehr meine Päckchen sind dick, rauf auf dem Plane und kein Plan für gut, ich habe zero Plan. In ich de Yad Hashem auf jeden dritten Schritt. Jetzt eine von den Sachen, was hat mich morgen gehabt, fahr ich bin rausgegangen von der Heimsintik, trägt, wo ist gehe ich denn auf dem Plan auf dem Weg in Yitzisro? Weil ich bin noch gewähnt in Asa High von der Yad Hashem, was ich gesehen habe. Okay, wo ist gehe ich denn? Ich darf etwas denn verneibischen. Ich kann nicht sitzen auf dem Plan in Leinen an Navo oder andere Sachen. Ich miss an Spiritual auf dem Plan, I can't. Ich habe gegeben, ich habe ein paar Spuren, wo ich getroffen habe, ich habe ein Backpack, weißt du, random days. gehabt etwas auf Lackbäumer, etwas ein Stück, ein Seifer, was hat von Lackbäumer. Gehabt ein Bnei Salscher, wie ich bin connected to Minkatsch, gehabt ein Bnei Salscher, gehabt getroffen an der Durem gemurde. Er ran damit, ich bin gesetzt auf dem Plane, der Weg in Eitzes Ruh, und again, pushet, weil ich gefühlt, dass ich tue nicht in etwas anderes. So, ich bin gesetzt in gekovert Sachen, gekovert 7-8 Blatt in der Durem, also schnell, weil es so durchgegangen ist. Bnei Salscher, du siehst, so, ich bin umgekommen in Eitzes Ruh, auf Asamin High, in die ganze Sache nicht so, ist alles gewesen, ja, das Schem, Mamesh, weil ich bin gewesen, und kein Plan, ist alles so gefahren. So, ich bin heimgekommen, mit Asamin Days, als, also, Jesus, what am I doing? Ich bin so ein Eibmeppes, als der Eibische warst mir, als so ein dritten Schritt, so, eine von den Sachen, was ich umgehe, ich habe schon umgehe, ein bisschen vor dem, und wegen dem ich umgehe, zu suchen, deswegen, ist man gerade wegen Ziellagen ein paar Minuten zu der Tag, right? Eppes, wo ist kein Ziellagen? So, ich habe noch vor dem, so zu umgehe, mir jetzt am Achse von Rambam. Right? Chabad der Beker, von immer mit dem, so am Rambam, ja, oder lehnt man ein, der ist, was dort etwas 3 Uhr, oder lehnt man 3, was dort 1 Uhr, und ich bin gewohnt sehr inspired, wenn ich gesehen habe, sie gewinnen bei uns in Schiel eine gemacht, dass sie immer auf Rambam, so hat mich ein bisschen inspired, dass, wo kann ich jetzt stehen? Hand, Baruch Hashem, pinkt so wie Rebelli Tit mit Afiomi, which we're gonna get in a moment, ist doch du hand Schirem auf alles. Es ist so offen, sonst du kannst Schimmriesen nicht. So dort mich zu covern, ein Peirik in Rambam, was das heißt, das Bruch im Zisifen, whatever es ist, wie die riefen, mag ich hier in Jiddisch, wo es er leicht noch zieht seine eigene saftige Sachen mitten. Ich höre es noch aus auf Times 2, 15 Minuten, 20 Minuten. Ich, Sigurnisch, ich tue das, die letzte Sache fahre ich einschlafen. 15, 20 Minuten, ich kann nicht geben, 15, 20 Minuten fahre ich einschlafen. So, ich hoffe, es wird wachsen, 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 but this is the idea von was mir hat.
It's very interesting, yeah, I want to add, because you mentioned the plane. A lot of people in our shir, they learn on the plane. Why? Because I once spoke about it, and somebody once, Mo Landy, was caught. He's a guy in the shir, regular guy that works in Muncie. Somebody took a picture of him learning on the plane. And what happened? He made a Kabbalah that he's going to learn Masechtas Megillah from the time he leaves Muncie to the time he gets to Eretz Yisrael. He learned the entire Masechta. And that inspired hundreds of people from the shir, because we get pictures upon pictures. And I show the pictures. Now, it used to be, you get on the plane, if nobody's looking, you watch a movie, two movies, sometimes 10 hours straight, podcast, niche podcast, halavai podcast. But you just watch and watch and watch, you know, and if people are watching, if they're looking, they don't. Now it became the style, you learn. Another guy just came. From Manchester to Israel, learned the whole Masechta from door to door, Gershon Rose. And then this guy and that guy and Dov Harris. And it just became more and more and more people. It became normal.
I wasn't even sitting in my seat because every time I put on the light, I felt like a balach the ganze gang. I felt like spotlight. I'm disturbing everybody. I'm gestellt in the back wie the stewards zenen. So now you can say your seat is a perfect standard, because it's a rough gelegt and so had it a place on the gemurde.
But it's hard. It's hard to learn with Sfarim. That's what I'm saying. You watch the shir. Put the earphones in.
Teach their own.
Yeah. And 1.5 speed, you go through Masechtas. It's unbelievable.
1.5 dafka? This is,
two is a little bit too quick.
It depends. So
two is a little
two
bit
too quick. It really depends on Magichi.
I'm an Aleph or I'm an Beis by me. Because I go a little bit quicker and I'm an Beis. So you got to slow it down.
And by the way, that sound. When you do crispy sound, and the foot around get the mic, it's sag gringer, yeah, it's kamsch get a word. It's an English word, by the way.
Well, our sound is not as
so good. No, what I say is, the nechten, as the vorgelehnt for 1200 menschen, the mic is going to be a auf YouTube, it's going to be schwerer aussehen. So, I have a one X, up in the canteen.
Yeah, but I have the small mics also.
Yeah, I was, but can you say something like, what's the lagging später noch the live? Like,
can we talk about last night for a second? Just a pause okay. In the middle?
By the way, guys, darf man suchen, wo es ist, because this got here in summertime, like später in the Zimmer. So,
okay.
This is not live. It's not like Daffy.
No, I thought maybe, you know.
No, it was haben noch 6 episodes, wow. Kommt raus, okay. In between.
It's going to air in the morning because we started off with a
good morning. Okay. Good morning,
Rabbi. I see no matter what, it's always good morning. I came special for Eretz Yisrael to start off Masechtas Gittin, which started last night, actually today. And I was shocked. There was a maimed of a Kiddush Hashem that I've never seen before. It was the amount of people that came in at the door. We have scanned 1,241 people.
Oh, wow.
That scanned.
In person.
And then there's a lot of people that, you know, snuck in or we didn't catch them. They just went through, fell through the...
There were tickets to come in?
It didn't cost money, but you had a scan to come in. There's people at the door. You had to at least write your name, email, whatever, to come in. Mm-hmm. 1,241. But the different types of people, that's the beauty of the shir. The achdus is unbelievable. Obviously, it's mainly Hasidim because we're in Borough Park, but you have the Moderne Shechevre, and you have Sfardim and Ashkenazim, and they had a Litvish Magichir, and it was just, it was Meshuggah. Blue shirts, red shirts, green, and this cap, that, and Hasidim from all types, it was unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Teure bringt zusammen jeden einen. Teure ist ein common denominator
für Klal Yisrael. You all came together for Teure.
Es geht zusammen. Ich meine, das ist eine von den gewaltigen Sachen von Daf Yomi in general. Agam, ich gehe machen ein Disclaimer for religious purposes. Bin ich nicht mit Daf Yomi, even auf der anderen Seite. But the godless von Daf Yomi, von der Wustin ist ja, ist, die kannst du kommen anywhere in der Welt, nicht gechillig wie du bist, in sich heransetzen zu Aschir, immer halt wie die haltst, man halt in derselbe Platz, yeah. In die kannst du heransetzen auf dem Train, leben ein random Mensch, in ob er, in, jetzt halt's beide beim selben Daf.
You said for religious purposes... Your type, you're not allowed to do that for me, whatever.
It's.
I have to tell you, okay. An unbelievable story happened to me last night at the shir. A chassid comes over, and he says, "I've been with the shir for 3 years, but I can't write to you an email. I can't tell you that I do it. I've never been to any of your siyumim, never been to any of your shiurim, but I came here for the first time. I want to come out of my shell because." Even though I'm going to get it from the community and this and that, I'm here. Guess who I met here, he tells me. You're not going to believe it.
Oh, no.
I met my own brother here.
Wow.
Who's been doing it, wow. And we both didn't know that we do it together. Maisa Shahaya.
So wow. I just want to say...
The two brothers didn't know that they're doing it for one of them at least 3 years, the other one, I don't know wow. how long. And they didn't know. They just bumped into each other here.
So, the mentor is learning and he's not me. Ob sie lernen, ja, dürfen sie sich behalten, er geht's in der Corner.
Yeah.
It's not like that. Es gibt nicht Menschen, was lernen, was belangen sie. Lassen sie rief in Satmer oder Satmer gestimmte Plätze. Ich bin in Minkatsch, wie sie sagen, was durchgerät
ist. Das ist so.
Sie sagen, was man schon genommen hat. Whatever, ich kenne nicht die History davon. But ich bin sicher, dass du nicht Menschen in unseren Kreisen, was de wenn ich so in sehr kreisen rede ich von de was lehnen ich dafür mir was lehnen ja in sie darf sich nicht schämen damit und sie darf sich behalten efter du einer de was behalt es by the way er behalt es von sich allein er behalt es von jenem because jener doesn't care wer sie behalt es hat eigene issues mit was er darf dealen in er darf dealen damit in such going so anybody was guy was followed auf Yomi und lehnt auf Yomi, schämt sich nicht damit und darf sich nicht schämen damit. Auf viele Leute, ich rede von denen, was belangen zu der Kreis, was er nicht, du wirst behalten. Und ob die behalten es, ja, behalten es von sich allein. Es ist nicht kein...
Yeah, but you yourself said that you have to say for the religious purposes.
The reason why I'm...
That means you're a little nervous.
The reason why I'm saying it is because I wanted to bring out that point as, ja, es du genick Menschen, was lehnt auf Yomi, I don't know, Rauf Gehillers Hand haben die, was lehne ich dafür, wir haben kein Mäude dafür.
Right.
Sind nicht das selbe, man sagt es, man geht dann mit andere, man lehnt es mit der Schöne, exactly. Man lehnt es nicht, das heißt noch einmal, man lehnt es, wenn ich so kennen, erge die History von dafür, mit der Gegner, kann ich reden. Ich kenne nicht genügend die History oder Bechlau, also ich soll es keine Masbe sein und suchen, für was ja, für was nicht. Aber da viele eine, was nicht darf, Yomi, soll er unheimlich jetzt aussehen, jeden Tag von Rebellischir, von Umfang, von Bruches.
Nein, er sucht, dass man kein unheimlich hast, da sag, heib und Hand,
noch mehr wie mal. Nein, aber ich sage, wenn ich lernen darf, Yomi.
Also Shini, so you do 10 darf before.
You do 10 darf before and die 2 darf noch Tag.
It's very different. Bruches, but, the way I gave the shir, Bruches, the shir constantly changes. I didn't have an artist. We didn't have graphics and animation. And
so Moshi is one of the greatest artists in Klal Yisrael. And Zair, like, keine gat nicht, was their talent is. Because Hand is do AI, Hand is do all of mine.
And by the way, er is talented in Jens Oog.
Ja, ich wollte sie kommen zu dem. So Moshe hat umgeheben mit Photo Manipulation. Er hat auch gedroht alle meine Rebbes, alle meine, hat der ganze Catalog, Library, whatever you want to call it. Von
including drawing. Myself.
Ja, so...
Taka, you're also on it.
Yeah. Ja, mich hast du nicht gemacht, though.
Das ist ein Celebrity.
Ja, Baruch Hashem, okay. Moshe wollte gewinnen der perfect fit für den Schir. Ich meine, ich weiß, er will committen, sie nicht, but
I really want, he's I really the perfect. I wanted to do it by Soite.
What do you say about all this art? I brought some of the books to
let me see that cover.
Massive merch, by the way. MDY.
This guy is a real, this is from Masechet Nazir. I interviewed a real Nazir.
I saw that.
So he became our character for the Masechet.
For Nazir.
Yeah. Did I see him? There's a lot of different...
By the way, while you look at the book, we have amazing merch, MDY. Can people buy this? This is...
Buy it. I don't even... MDY merch, maybe, .com.
Yeah, that's what it is?
Something like that.
Okay, so Dynavis...
We don't make money on it. It's not like...
Nine, but it connects you.
It connects. We're Mishpacha Bemis. We have... Even though we have like 20,000 people watching this year, everybody feels that they're connected.
So let me ask you, in all humbleness...
Oh, that I can't do
what
that.
What is...
They asked me something, yeah.
What is the... What would you say is the zach that you work on to make this shir amazing? Like, is the thing, the idea that in the shir you're kind of bringing the Gemara to life, is that what it is? I've seen one recently with Brooklyn that I totally agree with you, by the way. Was I mentioned Leben in Brooklyn noch, but what was the Lushan of the Gemurah you were talking about?
Oy, put me on the spot. By the way, you can't ask me anything about the day. I have a terrible memory.
The Gemurah had geredet, as a mensch is going to a stud.
Yeah.
Wird immune to the stud. Wer hat a sleep? So wird sein Sach. So it gibt a rausgewinkt am Muschel von Brooklyn.
2013th Avenue, the whole day.
Und sie haben redden wegen 13th Avenue for a second, but it's gone übergehakt. Das tun wir eben so, als der Hasch kann get a memory. Und ich will so redden wegen dem, because sei es auch Menschen, wenn sie kommen zu lernen, einer von den main concerns, wenn ein Jingle kommt daran, ein Geider ist, nee, ich denke nicht, was der haben gelernt. Nächten, morgen, kommt er wird älter, er weiß, er denkt nicht, er vergesst. Und es hat einen major effect auf sein Leben später, because es kann sein, einmal einer, was kann ich, eine Kid ist, oder er vergesst, oder any schwere Sache, was macht ihm nicht kennenlernen, er geht das the reason, für was kann ich lernen. Die, ich meine, also wie Ari sagt, with the whole humbleness, bis der größte Magazier hand von der Fiomi. Und die allein gedenkst nicht, also wie das früher gesagt, der nächtige Lernen. So, ich will so explainen, wie soll das arbeiten, wie das genommen, die Challenge, und decided, die gehst nach all sein Water, und die was das Gebot.
Listen, everybody has milos and chesreinus. You know, you have things that you're good at and you have things that you're not so good at. I try to force it. I try to, you know, take tests on Gemara and Dirshu tests, hundreds of daf. And
you take the Dirshu test?
I used to try. And I used to, you know, the 30 daf a month and then the 120. And then this, and I saw it's just not, I'm not good at it. I have to put in crazy amount of hours. And the guy sitting next to me, I have guys in my, I have a koil for Daf Yoimi. And most of the guys know Shas by heart. One of the guys is a Bel Zechassid. I have Chassidim in my koil also. And one of them is a Bel Zechassid. He's the number one guy in the world in Shas, basically. And to sit next to him, he's 26 years old. And he knows Shas, Mila by Mila. You could do the pin test. You can do whatever you want. And before you finish the question, he tells you the answer. I'm never going to be like him. And I have to realize that. But I have different talents, you know. I'm good at this. So that's why I decided, okay, I'm not going to focus on what I can't do. I'm not going to be able to fix it. And I'll chazer and do chazar and do this and this. And then I'll put oil in the olives and I'll do all the kosher, the shikha things and this and that. At the end of the day, it is who I am. So let me focus on something that I'm good with. And, Hashem gave me those talents and took away the other things. And no one has everything. You just have to focus on what you have.
Ich meine, this is the most inspirational part von der ganzen Sache.
Von jetzt? Von jetzt?
Nein, but seriously, der ist ein Mensch, was gedenkt nicht der Nächte gelernt. Und er ist der größte Magazin.
In der Guide war er rum.
Ja.
It's okay.
Er kickt aus seinen Strengths, instead von kicken, was er kennt.
It is a little embarrassing sometimes when the middle shear, they say, hey, we just learned that 2 days ago. Or, even though I finish as a Magazin, every daf is brand new to me. Brand new. I was like, it's okay. So I used to actually have a decent memory when I was a kid. Something happened. know, too much stussum.
When someone says, I don't know, it's much more inspiring than someone says that I don't, even if he actually does know. It's just much more, it's much more inspiring. Explain the pin test again, just for the people that, you mentioned the pin test.
Oh, pin test is like, you take a pin, and you put it on a Gemara, you say over here, what does it say over here on Daf Yud? And the guy tells you, and you open it up, and that's exactly what it says over there.
Just so people should know what we're talking about.
But you, you asked the question, I don't think you answered.
The question
but I don't
is,
remember it.
How do you what makes your shiur so exciting? In other words, if the Das ist jetzt Market in Van Neulem, people are listening to this, to this
look,
podcast.
Look, there's a lot of different components, a lot of pieces. There's a lot of work that goes into the shiur. And first of all, I think my shiur is not me. There's, I'm not exaggerating that on Lag BaOmer, when I gave a bracha to a certain amount of people from the shiur, I read, B'loi Guzma, 45 people that work every single day. Shalom Rand texted me and says, how come I wasn't on the list? I said, because you weren't every day. You're a big part of the shiur, you're not every day. There's probably hundreds of people that are that push and do. There's people that literally work every single day on the shiur, whether it's editing, drawing, just everything, the tech behind the scenes. So we have a lot. It's impossible. I just give the shiur. But there's a lot of people behind the shiur. That's why it's very successful. And a lot of people want to be part of the shiur. Most of these people are not paid. It's voluntary. There's a lot of people on salary. So, but going back to your okay. thing, I try to make Torah Geschmack. That's it. Geschmack, whatever it is. And I try to put myself in a position of a regular guy like me, average guy, balabas. Does he want to hear 45 minutes of Umabaya and just go and go and go and go? Or once in a while you stop, you give a nice vitz, you get Gaidvata, a nice story, a good piece of Musar, something that's relative to, take out something from the Gemara that's relative to you today. How to daven a little better, how to treat your wife a little nicer, how to, you know, business, you know, anytime there's a little, you said about Brooklyn, bring something out that's relevant to people, and the, oh, yeah, Taka, I live in Brooklyn, it's interesting that I live here, I don't know why, okay. Oh, I hate that guy, why did he say it? It's time to get them a little excited, a little upset, you know, something. The thing with the lion had no, it wasn't even part of the sugya. It mentioned lion, and I it was a boring daf, sort of. So okay, we got to do something. Went and spent, I don't remember, $500 on renting this giant lion for no reason. Stop, shig it. You know, but more important, I'll show you, like, we were doing a sugya in Tumen Tahar in Saita. Saita is phenomenal. It's easy, gishmak. Two daf chof tes and lamed, are hard dapim. It's Tumen Tahar. These are sugyas that people, as soon as you mention the word Tumen Tahar, they fall asleep.
Right.
Not by me. By me, what's a tome thing by you? When I say tome, it's usually a sheretz, it's a rat. I brought a live mouse to shear. I pulled it out. I touched the thing, and I put it in a mikveh. I made a small mikveh. Atazoy. What did you just become? And we had animation, and the oilam was into it, and the oilam knows the sugya. It became klar. It was alive.
Live.
People were laughing. I said, no. I said, nobody's ever laughed in the middle of a sugya of Tumen Tahar. This is a sugya that you cry, you go to sleep, and that became, it was so easy. Mamish easy. And we showed the animation to people, to little kids. I showed it to a five-year-old. It's time to test the five-year-old. Mm-hmm. He was able to chazer, to repeat that if the Rishon touches a Sheni, it becomes a this. Here's a small little example of that shiur. I explain what it is. This guy is Yossi Klein. It's a real guy from the shiur who puts in hundreds of hours. The Rishon touches something that's tar, it becomes a Sheni. And then he goes to the mikveh. We show him going to the mikveh, don't worry. He goes to the mikveh, he comes out, he becomes a tefil yoyim.
Wow.
Now you know what a tefil yoyim is. Yeah, that's the only part of it. It kept on going. This is different. So our artist, he makes all this from scratch. There's every day there's more pictures, more things, more.
This is amazing.
I like how it's flowing.
This is the Arden crossing the Yarden. The water goes upwards into the Shemayim, and then the Yarden becomes dry. And then they found 12 stones that they wrote the Torah on it. Mm. And the stones, they took the stones out and put it on the shore of the Yarden.
And the animator learned the Gemara for them.
We discuss it. It's a whole thing. He's used to learning Kollel. He knows how to learn.
So the arbets full time and to explain of who's the dafs. Yeah. The was the execution.
Tumen Tahara. This the thing of Tumen Tahara, which is much longer. I don't want to make you guys bored. It was a very long animation. I was on the phone with him for over 5 hours straight, and I was watching him work in live. I said, no, you have to do this red, do that, put it like this.
And besides specific and detailed and all of that animation.
It has to be a certain way. It has to be that people should
enjoy. So you're saying your mom is trying to... You're doing two things.
It's to entertain.
You're bringing it to life, and you're bringing life into it.
The Tzadon from the Gemara are mentioning a land that was relevant to their Tzad.
Right.
They're actually a land because of their Sprach. Mm-hmm. Oder was man mit Jotin, was man mit Nishtin, Tomer man gegangen von der Stuhl
bis der Stuhl. Even Tumen Tahara, by the way, was very relevant because people were makben on them.
They were still.
Today we don't know what Tumen Tahara is.
Exactly.
I brought it down. COVID. It's like COVID. If I touch you, you can become contaminated, you become sick, disease, you have to wash your hands, you have to go to the mikveh, you know that.
Yeah. The whole Torah Shabbat Peh, they were living it. That was Torah Shabbat Peh. It was passed on from generation to generation. Not they were living it, they were doing it.
Sie gewähnt nahes von der Tag. Was hat dabei gesucht für Ruwe? Was hat Hill gesucht für Shammai? Und sie gewähnt a live Sache. So Menschen haben damals gelernt. Aber was haben sie gelernt? Sie gewähnt relevant für der Tag. Sie haben gelernt jene Topics. Sie haben gelernt damals. Sie gewähnt a Luches. Sie haben gedacht, wissen für der Tag täglich leben. Du ist der erste Mal seit jene Zeiten, wo es eine bringt, like actually jede einzigste Tag, jede einzigste Schier zu der Handige Relevancy. And I mean, this is the successful point. And I know that it's hard to answer for what the biggest people are enjoying and enjoying for all my people, all my people, all my connecting. So I mean, this is the, at least for me, for what I connected to the Shir, is because, you know, before the Shir, I was found out of Meaningful People podcast. The talk was out of the way, I was watched. And I got a shir by night, but I traveled. So it's always gekommen as a sach, and I'm going to go to a chasen, or a simche. So
I want to tell you something. I cut you off for a second. Meaningful People podcast brought a lot of people, hundreds of people this year. The schusim that Nachi Gordon has, Bemis. Every single person that joined this year and learns more Torah because of that, it gets tremendous schusim, including you joining this year. He gets schusim because of you. Not that it's coming off you. So any person that joins this year because of your podcast
is the same as that thing. It's Yaakov Langer.
Yeah, those are his Einiklich.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a multi-pyramid scheme, this.
Yeah. That's his multi-marketing. That's exactly what you said.
Taka, I wanted to discuss about funding. Yeah, how do you...
It's very expensive. We spend over $1 million a year.
Who...
2,000 dirhams in Chicago.
I mean, it's a free gemura.
No, I don't. I support a little bit, but I don't. I'll tell you something very, very interesting story. A sad story, kind of. An inspiring story. There's a guy from Muncie who chapzich a chizik. He wasn't very wealthy. He said, and I really believe this, when we give a gemara to somebody, you give these free gemaras. It costs us 35.
Yeah, let's just make this very clear. There's a... is in the seat on time to learn.
Yeah, whoever starts, whoever wants to start learning.
My name is Yossi Klein. I will dich sorgen für eine Gelegenheit, was kein Tauschen in deinem Leben. Die West. Komm und joinen auf Eli Stefanskis dafür in mich hier. Es hat getauscht mein Leben. Es hat mich getauscht im Ganzen. Die erst kommen, hören seine Schiere. West hat so ja nur oben, West nicht gerade oben. Die Charts, was macht, die E-Mails, die Mischpuche, alle meine Menschen auf eine Sprache zusammen lernen teure, der wirst nicht charut haben. Kennst bei Kimmen, a free gemurde der Liebe zu deinem Tier? Man hat dir zu einer neuen Messechte. Die Geist sind der Link, wirst du sehen eine Option von einer Puh gemurde, und du kannst choosen, der Liebe zu deinem Tier. Fa free. Kim, join an der Schier, und du wirst nicht charut haben.
So I want to tell you a very, very interesting thing. This guy from Muncie, he decided that he wants to bring more people to Torah. That's it. How do you bring more people to Torah? Through this program. You donate $35, and the $35 goes to Gemara, and we give it to somebody, nobody makes any money, it goes straight to the guy. How many people that start the shir? I read emails before the shir. One of the most common emails, because I get like 30, 40 a day, you changed my life. It became cliche. You changed my life. You changed my life. Because we're not just learning Torah. It's a life change. It's hashkafa. It's the whole thing. Change my life. How could you change a person's life for $35? It's impossible. You could give an almana $35. It's a very nice thing. And it's a big chesed. But you don't change your life. Here you're changing your life. $35. Changing his life. So this guy decided he was going to sponsor Masechtas Nazir. The whole thing. He gave $10,000, another $10,000, another. Kitzer, then he says, I want to sponsor Masechtas Soita. We didn't know. We thought he's a big givir. So he goes, and he's, okay, he started giving money from Masechtas Soita. The day that Masechtas Nazir finished, and the day that Soita started, this 35-year-old Yingeman was Nifter. His name is here in the front, Menachem Toporovich. And his wife didn't even know that he was giving the money. He didn't even have the money. Somehow he came up with the money and he was giving. He asked how it happens. You never know. He got a chizuk right before his niftar that he has to give a lot of tzedakah. And that was the place. Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Very inspiring. But this guy tzedek to the topic was not free gered wegen. As he came to a certain tzad, a mensch zet, you know, the welt is... So all shiny toys, an airplane, whatever, skiing, jet skiing. Yeah.
Do you still enjoy these things? Do you still do these things?
Yeah, but I don't have time for it.
Yeah, but
I go skiing once a year with my kids. I went on a safari. I went on two safaris lately. I love this stuff. It's very challenging because I didn't miss a day in 1,300 and something days. Not one day. Every day I give a shiur. 7 days a week. Zero vacation.
Wow.
So if I go on a safari, I had to bring my chevra with me with that equipment, you know, the screens and the lights and the this and the audio. We're schlepping the safari and the whole day is around the shiur. When am I going to give the shiur? When am I going to prepare a shiur? And then we have to upload it in the middle of the jungle. You have to upload it. I can't explain to you what kind of disaster it is. The upload speed there is like, you know, it takes 9 hours. But people in America are very upset. They didn't get the shiur yet. Get there. It's all about the shiur. So I try to limit all the stuff.
And it's probably, you know, you probably don't have any time for the safari anymore because everything
is it ruins the experience. I'm sitting there looking at the lions killing a buffalo and I'm thinking about the shears. Like, I can't enjoy it because I gotta go. My boys, let's go.
So learn about lions at the time that you visit the safari.
I gave a shear once with lions. There were lions right next to me and I gave a whole shear. Actually, that was one thing, but I actually was holding a lion. We went to a place where you could touch a lion. And I gave a shiur, 8 minute daf on the. You could look.
Like I was talking to someone, and he asked me, "How does he do it?" Because technically, a few years ago, before you started this big zach, this would be controversial. This is a controversial.
Oh, this is your first question.
No, I've.
It's the first official question.
Okay. Yeah,
it's not my question. It's someone else. It's a controversial type of way of learning Torah. You'd learn if let's say I come to yeshiva, you know, I'm a rabbi masefta, and what do you call it? Yeshiva ketana, right? Like we call masefta. I don't know. I call it masefta. But you come in and you start teaching the way you teach, you're thrown out in a second.
Right.
It's too fun. I mean, I don't know which yeshiva. Maybe different yeshiva. It's too much fun. We're taught that it's very serious, very dry, and very rigid.
I'll tell you the MS. MS. Is your question done? I don't want
to. No, I just want to know how do you think, like, if you wouldn't have this many people, would you be like banned? Like, how does that work? How do you get along with other people?
I took inspiration. I'm not joking. From the Baal Shem Tov.
Mm-hmm.
You think singing was normal to right. sing by davening to this?
Radical.
People were very, very rigid. And he said, the generation needs it. And they start singing and then more geschmack. And I'm looking, if you want to be serious and it's too much fun for you, there's 1,000 other shiurim. I promise you that you'll find plenty of people that are very, very serious and this and that. The proof is in the pudding. The Lamaisa people want to enjoy, they come out. And, by the way, we're very, very into real pshat. So people are getting good understanding of the sugya, maybe even more than other shiurim, because there's pictures and illustration. And at the same time, it's geshmak. So you know the sugya well. You're having fun.
Geshmak to do the daf.
It's also to have fun.
I spoke in a yeshiva. I go around a lot. Skip Maros Sered and Fabuchim in yeshivas. And Chagi mentioned the idea of, as Anton Shru beitzim kashim teretz, a mensch, nicht zu lernen, weil Du hast so viel dieses Gemurres mit du zehntlige Mine Gemurres mit Deibschat, mit Janabschat, mit Jiddisch, Mamisch, jede Wort ausgetauscht. Schirem kannst du aussehen. So, der Maschgier, was sie gesetzt hat, oder Schiv, ich weiß, was ist Manau, whatever, was sie gesetzt hat in der Saat, hat mich eben gehackt. Er sagt, ich wollte keinem nicht eben gehackt, mitten an Drusche, and I would never do it. Aber ich will, als ich mir das eben sagen. Ich sage, okay. Und lass mich nicht vergessen, von der Meile Sateure. Aber was ist du, Hand, Geschmack geschirren, mit Geschmack wegen zu lernen? Aber ist noch, ein Mensch darf noch alles wissen, also du hast an mir Messig, von einer Meile ist er teure, wie man setzt sich weg mit der Gemüse, immer harfe durch ein Blatt. So, obviously, ist du Menschen, was, they're not capable of doing that. Sie, weil er ist von ihm mit der Arbeit, sie, for whatever reason. Kommt ein Samagitschir, und er sagt, weißt du was, lass mich nicht weglegen die Gemüse wegen dem, let's make it fun. Let's make it enjoyable. Sie nimmt nicht weg das Konzept, als sie darf noch alles existen, am Meier ist teuer. By the way, er tut es jeden Tag. Kedai soll keine geben, die von Schier, kommt heute am Meier. Er darf sitzen mit der Gemüse, er darf sich umgreifen. Er bekommt nicht die von Schier, wenn er lernt es für die erste Mal. Er just, er delivert es weiter. It's real work. Teure is du wegen teure Nicknis bei mir in Sazamailis. It takes work. Ich kicke so einen gewissen Weg, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right, ich weiß nicht. But as a Geschmack ist hier, was ihr gesagt, is an amazing step stool into Eulema Teure.
Beautiful. So I want to add to what you're saying. Because one of the big problems is that people have excuses. Why are you not learning Teure? You know that Torah is just as important as putting on tefillin every day, right? Mm-hmm. It's v'tama Torah connected to kulam. Everybody knows that Torah is the top. There's nothing bigger than Torah, right? Nobody argues on that. Tefillin you have time for, but to open up a sefer, sometimes you go on vacation, you don't open up a sefer for 5 days straight. Sometimes, and people write to me, we had a Hasidic Yingeman, he lives now in Toronto. He took, I forgot what it's called, Meraini, the test, 1100 daf test, he's Kloisenberg, it sounds. He took 1100 daf test, Gemara Rashi Toisus knew it cold. Twice he took the test. He got married, he didn't open up a sefer for 18 years.
18 years.
And I have emails like that over and over. Some people didn't learn for 30 years. Why? There's a lot of excuses, but you touched two of them. One of them is Amayla Satayra, Batayra. The Roshiva, He constantly got Amailas Batoira, Amailas Batoira. So you get married, and all of a sudden, you have to go work. But the Roshiva said Amailas Batoira. So I'm not gonna do the Daf Yomi. This is for Pushta mention for Balabatim. I have to be Amal. Ich gai lernen by Amailas when ich kim zirik.
Haravan.
He comes home, he's so tired. So open up a cipher, do something. No, Amayles Batoira. So not tonight, tomorrow. And we're going to get a chavrisa, and we're going to do Amayles Batoira. When? 3:30 in the morning before Shachris. Okay, so I miss my alarm. Now I go to work. I come home, and it keeps on going over. A day goes by, a week goes by. Amayles Batoira. Only Amayles. I can't do this Balabatish stuff. And then, so the point is that learn. First, you learn. Learn daf
yoimi,
fun, not fun, yoimi, every day. That's my I love saying, it's not about the daf, it's about the yoimi. To learn every day, on vacation, on Yom Kippur, on the safari, in the Catskills, when your son gets married and when your son has a bris, and every single day, you're learning Torah. So it's not a milus. We know, okay, deep in our eyes, it should be a milus. But if you don't have it, so not to learn bechlal, that's the problem. That's why there's so many people out there that don't learn at all. Because the Roshiva told them, Amailas Batoira. And he's right. But not for every single person.
Right,
sometimes you need to do this small. Do the fun learning. When you could go on the way, on the train, in your car, you watch somebody else's shir. At least you got some Torah in. If you're going to have time for Amailas Batoira, gewaldig. But many times you don't have.
There's a shame at me. There's noch a hidden in a Meaningful People podcast. When I go every night to shir, I'm going to tell Simcha anything. I was happy. I got to get the shir. I was getting off 2x in the car, and you know, I got the yoimi. This was what I'm saying inspired. The yoimi.
By the way, regarding what you mentioned, wegen vacation, I got the shmiss with time. I said, there are people who are ich bin bei ein Mensch, ja. Ich darf arbeiten, ich darf bringen, Panusse, ich darf, das, whatever ich habe zu tun. Nun habe ich Text, was ich darf bezahlen. Ich darf legen Twillen, ich darf davenen. In mein Text ist gerade sehr hoch, weil ich darf davenen dreimal ein Tag mit Minion, according to, wie sie mit mir getrennt. In mein Text ist auch viel, als ich darf um jeden Tag kaschieren. Es ist part von der Text, was ich darf bezahlen. Wie sagt jener? Ich stehe auf in der Früh, ich darf nicht lernen, und jetzt kann ich unheiben meinen Tag. Ah. Was heißt unheiben dann Tag? Der darf in der Lehne gewesen, als bei zwei Tags, und jetzt habe ich meinen Tag. Jetzt, was geschehen zu den meinen Menschen? Einmal ein Jahr bekommt er einen Tax-Return. Das heißt Vacation. Jeden einem Tax-Return ist anders. Einer wird Puter von Minion, einer wird Puter von Minchemarev, einer wird Puter von Sanchir. Er hat jetzt einen Tax-Return, jetzt ist er auf Vacation. Verwus, weil sein Lehnen und sein Davenen in der Spart von ihm, sie ist ein Text, was er darf bezahlen. Wenn er bekommt das Text-Return einmal ein Jahr, utimt man ab, am Achaie, man kennt keinen Country. Man bekommt jetzt Text-Return. Die Idee von it's not a Daf, it's the Yomi, it should become part of you. Es ist nicht, ich habe Davenen gelernt, jetzt habe ich einen Tag. Nein, das ist dann doch, die das, gerade das doch arbeiten. Gerade das arbeitet nach Sach. Ja, verdiene was jetzt arbeitet nach Sach, machen weinig Geld. It's
but
part of the business.
One very, very important thing. If you look at the Daf Yomi or learning, that it's, like you said, it's a tax. It's something you have to do. No. It's something that changes you and makes you a better person. You want to make more money? Learn the Daf. You want to be a better father, a better husband? Learn the Daf. Bemis. People are becoming, they're changing their whole attitude, everything. It's free psychology. You don't have to pay those guys $200 an hour. You come, you do the daf. It's geshma. Your whole life, you get a bread in the morning. It's your whole life is more fun, more geshmak, more about the good, less about the bad. It's a life changer.
Amazing. Yeah,
it's a life changer.
There's a famous gemara. There's a machlokes. What's the most? You can't say the most important pusik in the Torah, but the most potent, maybe the most inspiring. And there's a machlokes. One says Shema Yisrael. One says this, and the other one's. Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah, not a gemara. No.
Rabbi Akiva stood up and said, everybody said, this is it. This, we all agree with you. And it's the every single day, the day in, day out. Just the regular things.
On the same note, yeshiva
It's a medrash that nobody knows where it is.
Oh, medrash.
Oh, medrash, please.
Yeah.
It's two other days, as yeshiva nun, you were at the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu, not because you were the greatest, you were the shaman, you were not Moshe, bro. In Sedule Scheunes, ich will es noch sagen, weil ich kenne die pinkliche Luschen und ich weiß nicht pinklich, wie es steht, aber Mama ist ja gewesen, dass er der Nuchschleiper für Mäusche mit dem Maru gekickt. Er war nicht gewesen, die Gabe, was gestanden in der Back bei den Pictures. Er gewesen, der, was hat actually herangebracht, die Apple. Weißt du, ich meine, er hat es übergenommen von einem Maru zu legen. Er hat nicht bekommen, er ist gewesen, respected Bechlau. In Le Mans ist er geworden, der Mannig von Klaus, der hat übergenommen Mäusche für was? Für ein Riesen. Weil er gewesen, Tmidi. It is aibig gewein ba Moshe.
He kept on
no
showing
matter
up.
What, nicht showing up. Moshe Bein ist er aufgegangen 40 Tag in Himmel. Er geblieben, stein beim Berg, warten von Moshe.
Committed.
Er hat nicht mitgehalten, der Eigel hat nicht mitgehalten, gut nicht. Moshe Bein ist er aufgekommen von der Berg. Ich bin du. Ich weiß, Moshe Bein ist er auf 40 Tag. Ja, ich weiß nicht was, die etwas in der Meantime. Ich mache ein Leben, es Mann, ich weiß nicht. No, er gewein, Tmidi mit Moshe, jeden Tuk. So it's not about the daf, it's about the yomi. Every single day. And make it, what I'm saying is, make it part of your life, not as a tax that you have to
right,
pay.
You're not doing something, you are something.
And by listening to a shir, that is geschmack. And it's more than, it's maybe sugar-coated. It says, the Sache allein wird sicher, automatically, you get drawn to it. It's a zitach. It's
not a sugar in a pool, yeah. So, jetzt lassen wir gehen zu der Ad-Break, because es hat uns werden spät, und sie gehen nur mit Tannis, als sie ziehen Sachen ran in der Episode. Sie haben es gewollt um die erste halbe Schuhe.
Okay, aber ich weiß, dass es geht in der Episode, dass es hier weiter auch
So, Viewpoint Academy. Viewpoint Academy ist Klal Yisroels Parnusse Funträger. Ich weiß, du kennst Jiddisch, aber du weißt, was Klal Yisroels Parnusse Funträger meint?
It's the fourth runner of Parnosa.
Yeah, Funträger is the guy that runs Funträger. In the front with the
right. We discussed last time that it's related to the Wasserträger. But
we'll have all of mine courses for mention of zones and professionals and willen hum high paying salaries. Arbeiten weiniger en machen meer geld. Ja, ze kennen leren de rest van de talk. So Viewpoint had courses for mention of zones leren IT And
Photoshop, Illustration, Design.
Und man macht eine All-Daf-App und man will Menschen noch keine klicken, so nicht spielen wie die Buttons sind off und so auf der wrong Platz oder so sein Schein-Display, man soll keine Ticken zu der Schier. Darf man nochmal UI und UX, User Interface, User Experience, zu kennen, haben wir eine smooth und shiny App. So, sie lernen aus Web Building, Design, UX und UI.
I wish I knew all these things. Photoshop, these are all things that I could have used
for that I could have used for Tide as well, correct.
And it's this actually, dann ich habe nicht so.
Yeah, but he himself, imagine how much money you could save.
Yeah.
And how much more time you can spend on the
By the way, man sucht jetzt mit AI, nicht mehr nach jeder mördige Line wegen AI, weiß man doch mal, dass ich eben nehmen Graphics. Hat einer gesucht, als die Sache von AI ist, als Customers gehen jetzt ein bisschen massbar sein für AI, wo sie will. So alle Graphic Designers können sein ruhig.
Ja, basically, ja, sie gehen es nicht kennen, explain.
Weil sie können es nicht explain von Graphic Designers, exactly. Sie können explain von AI.
Yeah, so
die Idee von kennen Photoshop, ein Mensch so wie Emil Musch, wenn er so kennen, sich allein expressen auf Photoshop, und es darf massbar sein für jenem, und jenem soll es die nun so für nein, change hin.
So, go to viewpointlearn.com, hand, and sign the off to their courses. Viewpoint is the place where the gitter learn from the best.
Have you problems with your cooling or the heating? Rief them pro, S-Pro Mechanical. For service and repair, maintain a clean and cyber commercial residential system, rief them pro hand of 718-720-7200, S-Pro Mechanical. Dan bequemlichkeit zurück vereinigt.
In and zemmer zurück, Baruch Hashem. It was a nice break. Von wie kommt der most famous Good Morning Rabbi Sai? What is this? Von wie kommt das? Wo ist es schadet? Agam, Benzin Camp hat man das getan, vorige Zimmer jeden in der Früh bei Frühstück. In der Mitte der Zimmer hat man es wartet. So, we're connected to Daf Yoimi.
By the way, you want to hear an answer that you've never heard before in your life? As no Shaykh is the way you just asked me. I got to tell you the story.
Okay.
ADD just kicked in. My father, as much as he's a Litvak, used to go to the Ribnitzer Rebbe, Zichron El Bracha, all the time. And I gotta say, this is a shtickel gaiva, but there's a very interesting nekuda here. I used to go to him with my father, and he would put me on his lap. He would tell people, this guy is gonna be the Gal Adar.
Wow.
That's what he said about me. So my entire life, even though I'm not Hasidish like that, but the Rebbe Rebbe said, so I got to do something with my life. What was your question now? good morning, your boy. Nice to show you. Emes.
Wow.
Yeah, you could go ask my father. It's an interesting thing. I'm not going to be Gadol Adar. I always thought maybe meant I'll be the richest, because you know, the Gemara always says, Gadol Torah Gdula B'Makim Echad. So Gdula means wealth. So right. I'm like, okay, that's probably what he meant. So let me go on that. I'll get more apartments. There was always something subconscious, always like, hey, I got to do something. I don't want to disappoint the Rebbe Rebbe, you know what I mean? He's going to be disappointed at the end of the day, because I'm not going to be Gadol Adar.
No, but the question is, what means Gadol Adar? Gadol Adar could mean the Meister gelernt, in Ken the Meister, and Gadol Adar can mean Oftin the Meister.
The most looked up to person, I mean.
The most watchers, the most viewers of the show.
Okay, so that's what it is. It's the most
productive. The Daf Yomi Gadol, okay,
fine. I'm taking out a completely different thing from the story.
But don't forget to go back to the Gemara Rabbi
Sai. Yeah, the Rebbe said it gehad offen Augen in gewähne Heilige Yid and er hat gesehen als zu sitz du a kind wo es geit verspreiten teuer in der Welt. Desen ist der Chachma von der Masse. Der Chachma von der Masse ist, als der Kind, wo es hat es gehört, hat es ihm getrug mit sich ein ganzes Leben, als ich hab du an Achreis, weil der Rimnitzer hat gesucht, als ich darf ein Person ausweichen.
It's true.
Wow.
Das ist sehr gerässig.
He made me feel guilty.
Yeah, so sie meint, als man geht einmal, man hat eine Brüche von der Zadik. Okay, der Zadik hat offen gesehen. Mit was wächst du aber jetzt für den Rest von deinem Leben? Der Mensch hat ihm gewagt, als ich habe da eine gewisse Kreis. Das heißt, der hat gesagt, dass ich ein guter Ladan. Das haben wir richtig gesagt. So, back to the question of where does this good morning Rabbi Sai come from?
I have no idea. It's just developed. I used to say good morning, and then good morning Rabbi Sai, and then I stopped it. I started getting emails, and they said, whoa. You know, you're ruining my day. I can't start a day without Gemara. It gives me the chiyus. It's how I wake up. It's my kids. So I said, okay. And then they said, but wait a minute. You used to say, ah. So I never said, ah. Yeah, you used to say good morning, ah. So I said, okay, ah. Whatever you want. So and I can't stop it because if I stop it, I get all these hate emails. And I personally don't care so much for it, but it just became like a thing, you know? And then if I don't finish this year and have a wonderful day, I get emails. You didn't give the bracha. That's it. You got to be careful. Very it happens to be the good morning Rabboisai. Ah, is Rosh Hashanah's Gemara.
Oh,
Gimel,
wow.
Mem, Reish,
you knew this?
Aleph. No.
Who told you this?
Everybody knows.
Wow. That,
good morning, Rabbi Say. Ah.
This is stuff in the Rebbe. This is not.
Gewaldig. No, this is next level.
When has the Oz given this?
Nah, a long time ago.
Noch in beginning.
Okay, that happens to be something very like
every month somebody writes. And by the way, you should know that good morning, Rabbi Say is also Rosh Hashanah. They figured it out.
It was his epiphany.
Yeah.
If he's a Smeenish bag, you found this. What is the biggest challenge for you?
To stay humble. No, the challenge is to the grind every single day. I wish that I had one day off a year. Just one day. There's no days off. Zero. By my son's chasana, stopped the middle of the dancing, I went to the side, gave a shiur. There's no breaks. My daughter, here, listen to this. My daughter, my first anical. My daughter was in the hospital. They called me up and said, so I ran to the hospital. Then I said, okay, but I have to give a shiur. So I came back home. My wife said, come right now. So I come. And I don't like saying the story because it's a sad story about me. And I looked down at myself for it. But my daughter, she lost consciousness. She was not conscious. And I had to leave. I have to go to give a shiur. And I went. And the oilam was waiting. I was like 10 minutes late this shiur. And then I found out during shiur she was fine. She had a little surgery and this and that. But There's no break. Your daughter could be unconscious. Your son could be getting married. You gotta go. You got the day in there. The tmidi. Wow. It's a little mishiga. I wouldn't do that now today. But it was
But technically, you could do in one day two shiurim, recording for the next day.
Every day. It's not yomi.
Wow. No, er redt wegen den Fans, das warten für das shiur. Geb das shiur, drei shiur mal vom Mol. Das geht auch nicht als das.
It's not yomi for him.
What's that? I can learn it anyway. I can learn the daf.
Yeah, no. Those people that are waiting, those people that came to the shiur.
I went El, bist du da gewesen? Ich bin gewesen Pashas, Yisro, in meiner Nachmuldart. And as I got an Chavrisa that vorgelehnt. But this vorgelehnt in Chicago, meine ich damals.
Yeah, I gave a shiur in Chicago.
But dann shiur bakim tamag a shiur. Dann shiur hat actual a mensch, was sitzt da?
No. Not usually. Usually it's me live on the screen. You came at a time that maybe there was a problem with the tech problem. But I give the shiur in here. Last night in Bar Park, I gave the shiur for the 7:15 in the morning people. We're one daf ahead in Bar Park because it goes by Ramat Bet Shemesh 7:15 in the morning.
So nechten hast du gesucht, dass du hast a problem mit an hip.
Yeah.
And du wolltest warten bis noch the cycle.
That's right.
So record drei Tage, nimm a surgery and just, you know, lay in dort this.
No. It's not about the daf, it's about the
yomi. I'm scared that if I stop one day, it's all over for me.
No, that's true.
I have a certain personality. I have to...
I had a man in Smedish, and I was looking at Eli Stefanski, and he said, yeah, I'm going to go because he's not going to go. You know, he's going to go. He knows Jean, a man knows his dedication, his whole life. And he's very fun for him.
I love those guys. They give me more and more. You can't dare me. That's one thing. You tell me, you can't jump off the building. I'll
give him another, I'll say, two, three.
When was it? How long ago was this?
He's going to Jura Halbzirik.
Okay.
So I'll give him another, two, three. He's over. Er gaat nicht kein Ende in der Cycle. Ich sage ihm, du hast da so eine große Kreis und das ist nicht immer so sag. Er füllt ihm, du willst, kannst du nicht echt aufgeben.
That's right. So, I wanted that Achreis and I liked that Achreis. I liked that push. I'm saying, you're asking me what's the build job. I'm not complaining. Challenge. Just that's a...
You miss the life from before?
There's a lot of geschmack stuff, yeah. I mean, I didn't forget about it. But the little things, like spending time with my wife, with my kids, it took a big toll. It takes a big toll. I went to a restaurant once in the last year. I used to go every week. You know, it's like certain things just you gotta sacrifice.
I miss
the most? Sleep. I could sleep geschmack every day, 9 hours, 8 hours, no more.
How does this affect your family, good or bad?
You know, it's hard to tell. But I don't spend as much time with them. I learn in my house. And we built a place for me to learn that looks into the kitchen. So my wife could see me the whole day. So she has one thing over everybody else when people leave the house and go to work. But in terms of spending quality time, it's less. But my kids, they enjoy it. There's a few perks that come with it.
They have a celebrity father. I mean, I'm saying whatever it is.
My oldest son, for instance, he's 27 years old. So wherever he goes, they say, "Ah, Stefanski, related to Rebelli?" He's like, "Who's Rebelli?" He plays this whole. He doesn't like it. You know, this. We have the kids in our family that are like me, and the kids in my family are like my wife. So they have the anovim and the opposite of anov. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, "Yeah, of course, yeah, that's my father." And the other one's like, "No, I don't know what you're talking about."
Assuming. I don't know if you want to talk about, but assuming that your wife is very machshav toira, if she's willing to go along with this life, where did she pick it up?
So she came from a more of a modern house. Her father is a surgeon, but he loves learning. He's a magachir himself on the Shabbos, and she grew up seeing toira in her house. He's any extra moment. This my father-in-law, the surgeon, has any moment he learns. So he has a chavrusa that comes every single day to the house. He learns in the car. If you borrow his car, you're gonna hear Torah coming out of the, you know, the tape, whatever, the CD, and he gives shiurim, he gives a eon shir, he gives the daf yomi shir, and so she saw it, and she knew when we got married. I told her, "This is my dream," and she said, "Look at you, you're not gonna ever." So I said, you know.
The dream is there, and the dream came true.
The fruition. Actually,
yeah, Baruch Hashem. Let me. There's a question that I ask a lot of people, and I asked it here last time when I was sitting in that seat. What is your strong point? What is your koyach?
Ooh, I don't know. It's a good one.
Because once we figured that one out, we can mamish put it in anything that we
do. Why? That's what I told you. Everybody has a strong point. You have to focus on your own strong point.
This is for entertainment purposes.
I'll tell you, for instance, right? I always say my strong point is storytelling. And I bring this strong point to anything in life that I do, whether I have to run an event or I have to tell a story or I have to,
Interesting because that's one of my strong points. I'm a storyteller. I make up my sish, come, I'll tell you about myself. I don't make them up. The stories.
No, I'm a storyteller. Just a subtle. Maybe this is what it is. The ideas of bringing the Gemara into reality and into life.
Clarity.
Is your imagination. In a sense, right? You're creating this.
Right.
You sit with other people, but you're the one.
Right.
So it could be that this is a very strong point of bringing.
It is. I don't know if it's the strongest point, but it's
one of the strongest. I'm thinking when the guy approached you with the houses, right? The first thing with the 2,000 units, it was taking something that is completely irrelevant and kind of saying, "Hey,
break it down.
I could buy a house. I could buy 5 houses. I could buy 100. So you kind of use this maybe also in the Gemara to kind of say, "Whoa, there's this abstract thing that." Es macht keinen Sinn, es hat nicht gut nicht mit mir. Ich rede von Seite, von Sachen, was hat nicht gut nicht mit mir. Und, hold on, nein, es hat ja. Aber ich habe nur ein Maß, und in der Maß touched der Apple.
Seite.
Es hat ja. So, kind of bringing, using imagination to bring in real, Sachen, was an abstract, into reality.
Starke Avuna, starke Asbura.
Right, which it could be.
So he had the question and he has the answer.
So one question was that some people want to know. Time management for Rebelli.
You still run your business, right? The business still exists.
The business still exists. I don't run it. I didn't give that up.
You gave up the running part.
Everything.
So it's just an income now.
No. This, I have a shit.
No, I'm saying working.
No, I have a shit.
Was this to see the kids on a shit?
No, you meant David. You meant Kili er geit nicht ran an office.
That's what I'm saying. There's so many people. I didn't even thank him, but Bensi Friedman is a shit. And without him, I wouldn't be here because he just takes everything and he controls the whole thing. He does everything.
Business. Your business
and
part.
I don't want it like that because that's my, you know, I want to be more involved and I want to have more say, but. Again, another sacrifice. So. No. He's a partner. No, he's a partner. He cool works. Partner.
Huh.
He's a real
the
partner.
Working partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a Toyota partner.
He's exactly.
So back to his.
We're making villain. More money.
He's
now.
Villain.
So money.
He's
time management is actually something that a lot of people could.
Sach Menschen haben gefragt.
Don't learn from me. Time management.
Sach Menschen wollen wissen. Ich weiß, der Weg sich aufdrehen, sage ich jeder, zu früh.
Halb vier.
So, was du dann tog?
I wake up early, so because the shiur is at 7:15. So that's when it's quiet. There's no text messages, there's no gunish, there's no phone, there's no people bothering. It's just me and the Gemara. So I go from 3:30 to 7:15. I learn and prepare the last drawings, charts, jokes, where to put them in, how to do it. That's that. Then I give shiur, daven after shiur, because we have 2 minyanim. And then I learn till 1 o'clock. I have a chavrusa for 1 hour a day. And the rest of the day I learn by myself.
Oh, wow. Alliance? Grazie.
And this is all
the, this is all the daf, or this is different?
It's the daf, but the rishonim, the achronim, and the this. See the so different things.
You're harving in the daf.
Yeah.
That's your thing. Yeah. And alamul ahead of time.
Not that much ahead, just one day.
Just one day,
unfortunately,
yeah?
Unfortunately, it's a krankheit in my head, but I can't get ahead.
Is there any
every day, I prepare the next day.
Interesting.
Minimum 10 hours, most of the time 14 hours.
14 Taka good hours?
Hello. Yeah.
You got, a shiur like this, you gotta prepare.
Die kennst du sie nach, muss ich gleich exchange.
What else should I do? I don't work. I don't go out.
Er darf doch etwas sehen, unzu von seinem Zeit. Er ist bored.
Mama ist bored.
Sitzt in der Heimbord.
Jeden einzigste Tag, also ich sag Schuss. I mean,
try.
Is there any other Lamidim that you chap around?
Schnei Mikro.
Schnei Mikro, that's the thing?
It's a daf. I'm
it's an everyday thing.
It's an addiction.
I really think.
It's an achrais. I have achrais to Klal Yisrael. If so many people watching, and if I make a mistake, which I make mistakes all the time, first of all, it's a big bisha. But I don't want to teach them the wrong things. I have to make sure that's good. I go over. I have a chavrusa that I mentioned that I go over 1 hour with them to make sure that we're on the same page. That I'm not. And if I have any questions and this and that, I ask him. I trust him. He's a huge Talmud Chacham.
So I would recommend.
Yeah.
If I may, Chafrige fragt was the greatest struggle. He said the humbleness. I should give him a day around to like 10 minute message he didn't talk.
I'll take that as a
no. I was just wondering to do a cipher that you're
there's a lot of svarim and there's a lot of things that, no, I want to do and I know that are important, but
you don't have like a shir yed and talk of a gewiss
no. I used to learn Chofetz Chaim every day. I used to learn Mrs. Sharm. But
the Yurtzad, by the way,
Yurtzad was yesterday.
Yeah. So the Zuxtas, the Wegsdechof, the Lernst, guys. Geben dann Schir, Davanan.
In Lernen.
Lernen mit der Chavrisse. Ne, amont oder Alliance bis dann Chavrisse? Alliance bis ein Zazeiger.
Bis 12.
Bis 12. Von 12 bis ein ist Chavrisse.
Menche.
Menche. Noch dem.
Chöse Chalila.
No, then I take a nap. I take a nap then.
Oh, and it's a little schluff, man, noch mit Tag.
No, I do, because usually I only get...
Everybody just follows him.
I mean, two and a half hours sleep. Okay. So I need another two.
Ah, it's like two and a half hours like a midpoint. Okay.
Two and a half and two.
So
and then I learn again.
It's a total of and five,
the lens
four. 4.5 hours.
It's gewaldig. I'm
yeah, good ladder, basically.
I don't know. I'm impressed from the idea of consistency.
But by the way, what you said before, you do a 15 minutes Rambam. That's how I started. I didn't start 14 hours, 10 hours. I went to the Beis Medrash for 1 hour. Kedushin 1 hour. Then after a few weeks, I said, wait a minute, 1 hour is not good enough. Let's do 1.5, 2. It was very, very slow. And when I was able to do the 3 hours, I said, okay, let's add a little bit. Let's this. And then I used to do a little Musar and this and that. It didn't work. It didn't help.
The Gemara is your thing.
No, of course it helps. But for me,
focus?
It takes away. I could only focus on one thing. I could only be good at one thing. I try to do a second business. It failed. I'm good at this, at real estate, I do that.
So I see one thing. You put your head to something, whatever that is.
That's my strong point, by the way.
And you'll just, mit dem Kopf im Wand, you're going to go
that's
with that.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the strong point, I think.
That,
if I see a certain thing that I want, nothing's
going to happen. Kopf im Wand.
Wow.
And wegen dem kommt man nun.
Exactly.
In jeder einer auf sein Level, jeder einer auf sein Madreige.
So, du sagst auch Menschen, was ich rede mit, especially creative, was weißt du was, alle Menschen in the creative space, Menschen, die es trägt nach Sachen, und ich will umkommen zu lernen den ganzen Tag. Das ist jedem's Dream in the creative space. Und auch Menschen können das nicht exekuten. Die ist gekommen, die ist gehen, like, nein, I don't care, ich habe jetzt aufheben, fuhren sie jetzt zurück, zurückkommen, sagen wir mal, okay, man geht.
Oh, I forgot to tell you what kind of place we live in now in Eretz Yisrael.
Bechemish.
Yeah, but you know what it looks like? The apartments over there. We live in an apartment building. We went from 12,000 square feet to live in an apartment building. Garbage on the floor and the this and the kids and we hear the neighbors. Apartment building. It's a whole, it's about.
By the way, your house over here, staat nog leidig?
No, so
you're on vacation,
slowly. Let me get there.
Luxury country villas.
Yeah, we have. I was just there 2 days ago.
So when you
I went for 5 minutes.
The Lamborghini's still there.
Very interesting mindset. Style. Throw this out. My son is learning Baba Basra, and he wrote me a text. He said, "In Baba Basra, it says that a person could say, 'You didn't make a chazaka. It's my house. I live there 30 days a year.'" So he wrote me the text, Kilo, like, "Oh, you have a house in Chicago, we only use it 30 days a year. We come for Pesach for a week and then in the summer." So he says, "It's very interesting that you're writing me the text because I'm in the house right now. I just opened the door. I came in, I was in the house for an hour. I went to visit my mother-in-law and she needed a visit and I left." So it was just hashgacha. Wow. He punked wrote me that thing. He hardly ever writes to me, especially in learning. And I was just walking into that house.
We're in Chicago, is that house, Tamil?
Lincolnwood.
Because I do go a lot to Chicago. I have family in Chicago.
You got schmooze.
Yeah, so
I can arrange family in Chicago too if you want.
So, yeah, if maybe you have more on the lawn.
There's also this.
Nog één question, was a plus member gevraagd, so ik darf es vragen.
A welke member?
A plus member. Latest Talks Plus, $9.99.
He pays good money for this.
Huh? Yeah. He deserved this. Mm-hmm. Weer gevraagd. So, sign the off of Latest Talks Plus. Join for $9.99 a goedish. Can you my extra content, bonus content for supporting. And also for questions from guests. But can you reply to comments. And also for other things that can be said. But
we can offer a free gemoede, but for now.
The question was afraid is, what is the plans for the future? 2030, Reb Eli.
I don't have a major plan, but I would like to see all of Shas, all of Gemara, be animated. Oh. How do you say animated in Yiddish?
Animated.
Animated. You just stress on the T.
Animated.
That's a German.
We have very, very basic animation now, and I would love to see it come to like what they do by the guy.
Full 3D.
In a full 3D animation. Wow. Of people.
With VR? Imagine VR. You can do the like the movie.
By the way,
VR.
Shout out to 3DH, by the way. Ken Simonitsen. Ik ben de eerste echte Jiddische 3D animator. Chassidische animator. En hij maakt crazy zeggen. Of Cinema 4D, was je de kenste gast.
Beautiful.
Cinema
4D
is de. I like to have a whole crew of people that. That's what they do all day.
Rebelli, yeah. we'll talk after.
Yeah, so. Okay. So, terug te maken, het is een question, was ik gevraagd. Nog de cycle, was geschehen met Rebelli.
Ik denk je weiter.
De guys wachten terug, wanneer hij nog een cycle?
Ze is niet nog deze, hij heeft hem verfrisch.
Exactly. First of all, I'm going to look at my own shurim. I won't have to prepare as much. Every day is a whole nother. We keep on evolving. If you look at Shir and Brachas, and today, you're not going to believe it. The technology, I used to hold up a piece of paper and I used to go, "Here, look at this. And here, over here, the sheretz went this way, that way." Today, it's all on a screen, it's all digital, and things keep on evolving. So, the cameras are better. So, I look back and I'm embarrassed of that stuff. So, we need to redo it. And by the time we get to there, Yevamos. I hired the artist, Yoshi, just for Yevamos. And now I'm looking, I was like, wow, it was great. It was different than everybody else. We had characters, and I had four guys from the shir that are bald, and I called them the Baldman Brothers. And the whole Yevamos, they were about these guys. And in the shir, and this guy died, and that guy died. It was Meshigah. We could do it much better. We could do it with 3D, and they could be animated. They could be walking, and they could blow up from a truck. Every day, a different guy will die in a different way. You know, it'll be a geschmack.
So the Zuckstars, the focus is on playing just the voz and the sheer, just
better.
A solid piece of animation and technology combined with Gemura.
I think so. That's one of the things.
And host anything aggressive, smedrish, a poor under locations, any other programs.
It's very possible. My wife, because we're still on that 1 year trip that we took 10 years ago, we never made Aliyah. We're still tourists. So it's very possible we're going to come back to America. You know, maybe the next cycle we'll do. It's an online cheer, so it doesn't really matter. We have a live-based marriage, and I love the guys there, and they give me a lot of energy, and, you know, I work off of them. Nachman Seltzer sits right next to me. You know, the famous author, he wrote 24 books.
Yeah.
So the different people in the cheer, that, but I can move to America one day and have a little chabura over there and give the cheer there. It's the
back
same.
Back to Chicago or no?
Brooklyn.
Probably not.
Okay, so it's coming off things as a whole.
By the way, Jackson, you can always use Chaim.
Jackson.
But if you come to Muncie, hit me up.
Well, maybe Muncie. He'll give me even a bigger discount to the market share.
Yeah, twice $8.
Tachlis, the focus van de podcast is Einzach. De reason voor schaam maar overgebrengt dat volle red Engels is gewoon wel.
Ik ga niet geen bar, ik ben al lid.
Ja, nou in deze keer dan niet gehad is dat je het
is. Schoon nog sfeer.
Ja, mensch minus is sfeer, dat gaat niet dat.
So de focus voor schaam de gaan overgebrengt, de Amazon focus wat ze gewoon doet in is als mensen zal aanzien als teures geschmack. Es ist eine gute Sache und du bist ein Role Model und nehmen diese Sache und es machen für eine Reality. Du bist der erste Mensch, also wie ich auch früher gesagt habe in der Podcast, wegen Reality, wo steht sich Hand auf der Welt und es fühlt relevant.
Ooh, and lernen. It's an interesting thing. I forgot his name. A guy that watched my share, he took inspiration because I said, hey, you don't have to work that many hours, spend more time learning Torah. So he dropped part of his routine at work. And he started giving shir, now he's the biggest Yiddish magid shir on the Amud Yomi platform.
Where?
I forgot his name. Look it up. Whoever the Yiddish guy is, he got it from... You, interesting. That anybody could do it. Anybody could work less, learn more.
So I feel this is the first English podcast.
Wow. I'm sorry.
But inside Yiddish, and it's officially Yiddish. So
let's try some Yiddish here.
Yeah, let me read. Was kennst du so in Yiddish?
Was machst du? Yeah.
Tell me to say Yiddish. Say something in English, and I'll try to say it in Yiddish.
I am the most amazing guy in the world.
Nah, this is level A.
I'm in it. Yeah, try to say that. Okay.
No, then you're going to take it and cut it.
Can you say I am the most amazing guy in the world?
No. The most special man in the world.
No, I was talking about myself.
He was the most amazing man in the world.
There you go.
Yeah, that's an echte Yiddish, by the way.
Yeah, English.
So I took out five very strong points.
I want to know one thing. Are you going to do that for me?
Probably not.
I might.
However,
why are you scared so much from the Olam?
I'm not scared. Nothing to do with the Olam. Yeah. Nothing to do with the Olam.
Just
what? It's a Sache, was bei uns hat man es schon genommen, for whatever reason it is.
So go back, do another Masechta.
Oh, so there's so that's from Yoimi.
But a daf a day.
You're talking about Yoimi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Chas Shulam, Agidus Yisrael.
Right. So you're talking about Yoimi.
Daf. A day, call it whatever you want.
So the five very big points that I take away is number one, sei zan tate in zan shved, ob aibi gewissen grös chashiva satoire, which had somehow reflected sei of aim in of zan vab as a zan kenton kemen wie zan nungi kemen in oi. Ot es dan taten isch gewissen fa dich, et li sa di, de was warst es fa dan sin. Because wenn die Kinder sehen, de tate is marsch auf teuren, de tate sitzt und lehnt, kimmt er aus a magichief in Klal Yisro. Das ist die erste starke Sache. Zweite starke Sache ist, wenn die es bekämmen de Soreres, heibun jenetuk. Wusstet man jetzt. Nicht, okay, jetzt darf ich mich heraussetzen, jetzt darf ich sich auch avriessen, jetzt darf ich... Nein. Wack heraus von der Days und wusste ich jetzt. Wusste gehe ich jetzt auf dem Weg heim hin. Ich gehe aus hier nach hier. Das ist, ich gehe hin auf dem Weg heim. Das ist, ich habe es nun jetzt. Die nächste Sache gewesen, die Idee von Lernen unterwegs, especially on the plane. Ich kann sagen von Menschen, it's an amazing experience. Ich bin gefahren, sie nimmt Zeit. Es ist ruhige Flights, sind lang. Es ist lang. Und du bekommst dasselbe Supper und Frühstück. Und ich kann nicht wie viel Zeiger in der Tuxe ist. Umfang Flight, Supper, Soft Flight, Breakfast. That's it. And nothing in between. Und es ist lang und lang. Und man dreht sich her und man dreht sich hin. Man nimmt mit der Gemüse, die von denen können mithalten, aus in jenem Schirr auf dem Weg. It's a complete different experience. Number four, was Chazayishtake rausgenommen ist, was ist dein Power? Was ist dein Koich? Was ist dein Geschieves? Was ist dein Sache? Nicht, der, was jetzt Leben hier, kann sein, er hat eine Sekunden, kann sitzen 15 Schuhe, ich kann nicht sitzen, also lang, ich habe ADD, ADHD, mit allen meinen Äußern. Weil, was kannst du in dieser Stichin? Hierauf, zu nehmen Geschwäunis von anderen Menschen. And finally, it's not about the daf, it's about the Yomi Tumit. Every single day. Selbe Sach, in Salveren, part of your life. Nicht a text, wo du bezust in der Saat, kedai zu kennen, weil gein arbeiten, darf ich koidem geinen Schiel, weil ich bin ajit, so koidem geinen Schiel, und noch mal bekomme einen Tag. Nein, das ist dein Tag, das ist dein Life, teure, maßen teuvem, das ist dein Leben, in arbeiten, in whatever, in geinen Vacation, in whatever it is. It's all part of your life.
Beautiful.
I
think from all the episodes and the podcasts and the interviews that I had, that was the number one.
That's the 8-minute daf.
Beautiful.
Right there. That's the 8-minute daf.
Wow.
But what's your message?
So, jede podcast endet man mit the guest aankicken in jene camera and reden for 60 seconds a message for Klal Yisrael.
Wow. I wish I would have prepared.
Huh? You never have this chance to talk to Klal Yisrael. Right now, this is...
usually, zog ich nicht, was the guest darf zogen in the 60 seconds, but 58 seconds bis 60 seconds, so ist zogen the link, wie man kann sich heraufsignen. So...
Rabbi Isai, I have the perfect way for you to become a better person. Everybody wants to become a better person, a better husband, a better business person, a better father, a better yid. Join our daf. 20,000 people enjoy it every single day, and they've seen real changes in their lives. There's so many excuses. I don't have enough time. The daf is too quick. It's too shitchias. It's too this. It's too that. My Roshiva said this, and I don't think that. Enough with the excuses. It's all the Yitzhahara. All those excuses are the Yitzhahara. This guy's Litvak. He knows how to teach a chassid. It doesn't matter. There's tremendous achdus in our shir. And you're going to love it. You're going to benefit from it. You're going to have a geschmack in life and a geschmack in Torah. Try it out.
JoinDafYomi.com. JoinDafYomi.com. Thank you so much, Rabbi, for coming on. I want to apologize again for the viewers that it's in English, not in Yiddish.
I apologize.
For the wichtige Sach,
I would have known, I would have brushed up my Yiddish a little bit.
For the wichtige Sach zu bringen Torah von Klal Yisrael, ich meine, es wird gewesen. Ich meine, jeder einige hat es verstanden. And it's a one-of-a-kind thing. You're one of a kind guy. So thank you so much again for coming on. And I appreciate your time.
Ich möchte Sie sagen, just ein Sach. Thank you. Yes. Just simply thank
you. Thanks for the schluss. Thank you.
Mein Name ist Yossi Klein. Ich will dich sorgen für eine Gelegenheit, was kein Tauschen in deinem Leben. Du wirst kommen und joinen auf Eli Stefanskis dafür für mich hier. Es hat getauscht mein Leben. Es hat mich getauscht im Ganzen. Du wirst kommen, hören, sehen, schieren. Du wirst also ja nur haben, du wirst nicht gerade haben. Die Charts, was macht, die E-Mails, die Mischpuche, alle meine Menschen auf eine Mischpuche zusammen lernen teure. Du wirst nicht gerade haben. Kennst bei Kimmen, a frige Mure delivered zu deinem Tier, man hat dir zu einer neuen Messechte. Die Geist zu der Link, wirst du sehen eine Option von einer Puge Mures, wo du kannst choosen, delivered zu deinem Tier. Fa free. Kim, join an the Schir, und du wirst nicht gerade haben.